When I worked in an office, meetings would often start late, usually because of a certain individual. Then they would overrun and the whole day lost its shape. But the individual was high-ranking and self-important, nobody challenged. So what are the ethics of lateness? There's a psychotherapist called Irvin Yalom who argues that all behavior reflects psychology. Just as a people who like to be in on time are motivated by certain deep-seated beliefs, so those who make others wait are acting out an inner agenda, often based on acute sense of power. There's famous footage in which Silvio Berlusconi keeps Angela Merkel waiting while he makes call on his mobile. It speaks volumes. But that suggests all lateness is in one's control. What about when your train is cancelled, or your flight is delayed, or you had to wait longer for the plumber to arrive? In such cases, there's not a lot of psychology involved. Or is there? Some people are will genuinely worry about the impact it will have on those left waiting, while others secretly enjoy the power of their absence. The essential fact is that lateness means breaking a convention. You can only be late in respect of a time agreed with other people. Regardless of a psychology, it has a social value. And when we treat other people's time as less valuable than our own, we treat them as inferior.